This past spring, the Obama administration issued a directive to public schools nationwide, advising them to allow transgender students to choose restrooms based on their personal gender identity. However, U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor, in response to a lawsuit filed by Texas and other states, granted a preliminary nationwide injunction Monday, blocking the White House's guidance. To advocates, including Patricia Jones, who chairs the board of the Pride Center of Western New York, the news is disappointing.
Obviously, it affects so many of transgender youth and transgender people across our country that are struggling on a daily basis for acceptance and just to attain their livelihood.
However, Jones points out there are several other laws on the books nationwide which enforce protections for transgender students. This includes New York State's Dignity for All Students Act, or DASA, which has been in effect since July 2012. Attorney Andrew Friedman of Hodgson Russ in Buffalo says Western New York school districts are still obligated to follow DASA.
Our school districts are required to follow state law. That does, prohibit the discrimination against transgender students. And so student life in New York is not going to likely change here based on that Texas court ruling.
DASA has, for the time being, not been blocked. But activists like Jones and lawyers like Friedman believe the debate could ultimately end up in the Supreme Court. Friedman notes the high court is already considering whether to take on a case involving a Virginia transgender student. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.